The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson, and this is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. Roger Federer wins number 20, taking care of Marion Cilic this in the wee hours of the night, if you will. As you know, the Australian Open goes on in the middle of the night here in the United States, and I'll tell you what. The reason I'm starting out with this, Mike, is because we talk about the GOAT, as in the greatest of all time, in a lot of different ways, whether it's Tom Brady being that in the NFL, Roger Federer in the tennis world, and you know me, man, I love talking about greatness in general. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Dorf. How are we all doing today? Yeah, I saw that Federer won, He just impresses me every time he goes out and swings the racket around, because the guy truly is remarkable in every sense of the word. So
yeah,
big ups to Federer. Yeah,
at 36, winning his 20th major, I believe it's something like 96 total. Just unbelievable when you think about it. And where is this guy as far as the greatest of all time in any sport? To be honest with you. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A lot to get into, and we want to talk to you about it. 1-800-878-7529. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, where we like thoughts and opinions. 1-800-878-7529, or hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it is Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so a lot of craziness going on in the sports world. I don't know if you've been following this Larry Nassar story, but it does seem like this thing is going to get pretty interesting. And it sounds like more people knew what was going on at Michigan State than obviously we were led to believe in the first place. But how ugly do you see this thing getting, man?
It's already ugly. This is going to get downright, you know, disastrous, I think, when you have, and I heard this morning that there were 37 other instances at Michigan State that even the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, knew about and did very little, if nothing, about it. It could get ugly all the way to the top of the NCAA and for the coaches, for D'Antonio, for Izzo, this is going to be a nightmare. This is going to call into question, just kind of like, I don't want to say their manhood, but just their morality. When you have this many things going on that you're gonna say that you didn't have a clue about, it's going to call into question a lot of things about these two coaches who, I mean, you know, buddy, that these two guys are widely respected, in the NCAA for their programs. And so it's just going to get flat out just muddy as hell. Yeah.
And obviously you're talking about Mark D'Antonio, who is the Michigan State football coach. And then the other coach you're referring to is Tom Izzo, who is the basketball coach. And, you know, Mark D'Antonio said the accusations of Michigan State football program mishandling sexual assault allegations are completely false, whereas my man Tom Izzo declined to get into the specifics on Friday night. So I do think that this is going to get somewhat ugly. I wonder if these guys make it through when you really think about it. Tom Izzo is a great X's and O's guy, but if you're just not paying attention and if you're just letting things slide by, we saw what happened at Penn State, and I don't understand why people don't learn from other people's mistakes, and you need to figure out a way to nip this stuff in the bud as soon as possible. And so when you hear things like 30-some-odd times, that's alarming, that's shocking, and that's unexcusable, Mike.
It is absolutely unexcusable. And, you know, let's not forget about Baylor, you know, what's still going on down there and the lawsuits that are going from the gang rapes to the rapes and sexual, all sorts of different types of sexual assault. You would think that these people would learn from what's going on at other institutions and to button up their own program. And to be honest, Dorf, I have a hard time understanding why these coaches, I mean, they go the route of, you know, I didn't know what was going on. But, you know, at the same time, when you take a kid in, you look that parent in the eye and you go, you know what, I'm going to take care of your kid. And I'm going to protect your kid. So, you know, and they're not doing that. They're not making these people, you know, they're not making these young men better men right now by hiding behind all of these, you know, excuses that they want to throw. And especially basketball coaches, Andy, you know, football coaches, you got 90 guys that you gotta pay attention to. And that, I'll be quite honest, that is probably a tough thing to do with 90 guys, but that's why you have a staff. Basketball, you got 12 to 15 guys that you're responsible for. And to say that you don't know what's going on, is you're just living in fantasy land. I mean, Patino did the same thing, you know, at Louisville. And I have a hard time, as big of a fan as I am of Patino, I had a hard time believing him when he gave that excuse that he didn't know what was going on there. So I totally agree that this is going to get ugly. It already is approaching ugliness, like I just mentioned. But yeah, it's just too bad. And you have to think of all the victims that had to live through this for the past however many years, and just, you know, kind of pray for them a little bit in their recovery and hope that they get the justice that they deserve.
Yeah, I'm just baffled, to be honest with you. And he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We like thoughts. We do like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion or Dorf on Sports for me, Dorf Online, as well as checking out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. It's just, and let's talk a little bit about Larry Nassar for a moment.
Yes.
You know, 40 to 175 years, and I'll tell you what, that judge seemed like she thoroughly enjoyed sentencing Larry Nassar, to be honest with you. You know, hearing some of the girls speak, you know, and wanting to hear that apology from him, it was really gut-wrenching. I'm somewhat at a loss for words, but it's amazing, Mike, all the corruption, all the sickos out there, all the weirdos. It's just amazing. It's shocking, and it seems to be like they're just coming out of the woodwork all over the place, man. And I if I had a child coming into this world today, honestly, I would be so scared about the future for that boy or girl coming into the world today, man. It's a scary place, brother.
It is a real scary place, and that's, you know, and being a parent myself, you do the best job that you can and get them the information that they need and show them all the love and all that kind of stuff. But there does seem to be just a lack of morality taking place in all of society, just not sports right now. And, you know, that man, that gymnastics coach, Nassar, I thoroughly enjoyed watching the judge give it to him. I mean, some people are going to say it was I heard the unprofessional thing with the judge. But you know what? When you come up, there are just some cases where even a judge, you know, they're human. And they have the right to kind of show some humanity and throw the book at these kind of people. Let's face it, there's no place in the world for a guy like this at all. And for him, you know, you sit there and watch the proceedings, watch the sentencing. You know, he's turning around, talking to the women and issuing an apology. And the judge was like, face the microphone over here. You got to talk to me. And then, you know, she took the paper and kind of tossed it off to the side. I was like, good for you. Yeah, these people deserve no mercy. They put something on these young people that's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives. And I got a feeling that, you know, once Nassar gets to prison, things are going to work themselves out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Mike, when we talk about this, it's just so alarming. It's so baffling. It's one of those things where, you know, even Larry Nassar, when he was saying things, he even said something along the lines of, well, you know, I gave them really good treatment. You know, this guy just totally didn't get it. You know, he was just one of those people that thought he was above the law, man, and that he wasn't doing anything wrong. And it's just, It's disgusting. It seems to be happening more and more in society today, from the politicians to athletes to announcers, you know, broadcasters, you name it, man. It's all over the place. And I am just absolutely so disgusted about who the human race is in general when you think about it. I mean, we are all one people, Mike. And the truth is this is disgusting beyond disgusting, and it's happening in every avenue all over the world. It's not one thing or another, Mike. It's everywhere, and it's really disgusting, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is really disgusting, and I don't know what's going to fix it. I don't know what's going to fix it. I don't know what's going to, you know, deal with all these sickos that we have now. But, you know, Andy, I think the music's playing. I think we got to take a little pause for the cause, man.
It is. We'll get into sports, obviously, on the other side, too. And these are some of the disgusting things about sports that you do have to talk about. Anyways, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us in a couple of different ways. On the phone, 1-800-878-7529, or hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it is Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so let's switch gears here. I want to talk to you about a few things going on in the association. That's the NBA, for those of you that don't know. Obviously, my Milwaukee Bucks made a little bit of a change. They got rid of Jason Kidd, and ultimately, I like it, to be honest with you, and they've won a couple of games since then. So obviously, when things like that happen, there's a little bit of a spark plug, and things get turned around to a certain degree, but we'll see if it continues for them moving forward. But I wanted to ask you more about the All-Star game and the way that things were done this season, where players were picking, LeBron and Steph got to pick their teams. Do you think the NBA missed the boat on this one by not putting this on television?
I really don't care if they put that kind of thing on television. I don't think they really missed the boat on much. I don't really think that there would be all that many people paying attention to it. It's like a big old schoolyard game of dodgeball or something, just picking teams and that kind of thing. But I don't think they missed the boat on it. I do like that it's a little different than what has been in the past, where you have the Western Conference versus the Eastern Conference. It adds a little bit different aspect, a little bit different mix to the game. Do I think that the game is still going to be played like it's been played the last few years? Probably. You know, there's no defense. It's like a big AAU tournament game on the weekend. But you take a look at the two teams, and LeBron's team, it just seems like it's just stacked against the other team. But I, getting back to your question, I don't think that the NBA missed the boat with it. I mean, what say you, Dorf? What do you think?
Well, I do. I think they missed the boat, man. I mean, if you're going to put LeBron James on television to take his talents to South Beach, then why in the world wouldn't you make the selection of the All-Star game a little bit of a spectacle? This could have been a moneymaker. They could have had some fun with it. I know the reason why they didn't televise it, because they didn't want to have people's feelings hurt. And we saw, Russell Westbrook was a little bent out of shape when he was hearing rumors that he was one of the last picks or the last pick. And the bottom line is, I don't think it really makes a difference when you get picked. I mean, I think that's somewhat foolish in itself. But ultimately, yeah, I do. I think they missed the boat to a certain degree here, Mike, because I think that this could have been something that they could have put on TV. They could have had fun with it. Instead, they did it behind closed doors. And how do we even know that these picks were made by these guys? You know, there's a lot of questions that I have in my mind with how this selection committee or these two guys chose to make these selections. So, yeah, I think they missed the boat, man. I really do. I think it was one of those things that they could have put on television, could have had an hour fun little deal where they were going back and forth. I personally think that, this could have been something that they could have, and not only could have, should have put on TV so that people could have seen the actual picks.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but, for me personally, the All-Star game is just, it's kind of lost its luster. I check in with it when it's being played. I don't watch it front to, from the beginning to the end. I still think the game is, it's turned into a joke anymore. The thing that I watch with All-Star Weekend is the Saturday night skill competition, three-point shooting contest. The dunk contest doesn't really do anything for me anymore. But it just added a little wrinkle, and for me, it didn't really change my opinion about the whole All-Star Weekend, All-Star Game kind of deal. So
you bring up a good point, Mike. Let me ask you something. The All-Star Game in general, I think, has lost a lot of luster, like you're saying yourself. Would it be better if they would go back to the superstars, like back in the day when Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Larry Nance, Spud Webb, you name it, man. The guys that were names in this league, high flyers in this league, Would it help if they got them back into the dunk contest? And ultimately, is that something that the NBA should be asking these guys to do? Because isn't it all about giving back to the fans? And don't we want to see the highest flyers making those dunks and doing things that we don't know that they can do? So personally, to me, it's about getting the superstars back into the whole weekend and not just playing in the All-Star game itself, because as you know as well as I do, it's a joke. It's not a real game. So what needs to be more important is those festivities leading up to the All-Star game itself.
Yeah, no, I've always thought, you know, growing up, Dorf, that you could look forward to Larry Bird being in three-point contest, Mark Price being there doing it, the dunk contest. You had Jordan and Dominique going head-to-head for a few years there. You know, he had Harold Miner, who was, you know, he had a short career, but, man, he could throw it down. He had all these, like you said, you had Dr. J took part in it. And I think a lot of it now is just this different generation. When it comes to this kind of stuff, I want to say that they're a little bit scared of competing against one another and getting beat. You know, it's just really sad. And I think the NBA should be asking these guys, be like, hey, this is for the fans. This is for, you know, the league, for the betterment of the league. It's going to put more eyes on the league. It's going to put more eyes on the television. Do it. Let's get it on, guys, and the dunk contest and the 3-point and all that kind of stuff. So I do think the league should be a little bit more involved in getting these guys, the big names, to these skill competitions and dunk contests.
Yeah, I think that's where they're missing the boat these days, is those guys don't want to participate in all the festivities leading up to the actual game itself. So just on that note, what's your favorite All-Star game? Do you have a favorite All-Star game out of all the four majors?
Oh, favorite All-Star game out of the four majors. The Pro Bowl's today. I mean, like, who cares about that anymore? That's flag football.
Right.
You know, it's really not even football. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's baseball, and because I mean, there's something on the line in terms of home field and all that kind of stuff, and it seems like the guys kind of care, like there's some skin in the game for these players. So maybe it's the baseball one, but I can't say that.
I think it is baseball, Mike, and the reason why is because, you know what, to a certain degree, they haven't lost their lackluster, you know, or their luster with the weekend, because you still have the sluggers in the home run derby. Okay.
Yeah,
so they've taken the pride in wanting to continue to be there to showcase, you know, their hitting ability. That's the equivalent of the dunk contest, if you ask me, in the NBA, is the home run derby, when you have those guys going at it with each other. And they still get the stars to do that. You know, the NBA might have the three-point contest. That might be where you have the most prolific guys that are still out there trying to win a competition. But ultimately, I think they've all these All-Star games have lost a little bit, and it's not giving back to the fan enough. I mean, ultimately, I like NHL hockey playoffs more than I like any other playoff, but I don't like the hockey All-Star event, because I just don't. There's too many things going on that people don't understand. So, you know, there's a lot of flaws in all of these. But truth be told, I think that they would all benefit if they could get their stars to be more involved in the whole weekend and not just the game itself. So that's the major flaw. That's the major mistake. And I wonder, you know, does it take a Bettman? Does it take a Adam Silver? Does it take Goodell? I mean, and in general, I think that the Pro Bowl, it's all about the timing of the Pro Bowl, and that's why the Pro Bowl stinks. I mean, it's a week before the Super Bowl. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're going to do something like this, why don't they just do it at the season when it's completely over, so that you could get the guys that were playing in the Super Bowl on that field? I've never understood the Pro Bowl at all, man.
And here's the thing I want to stress about the Pro Bowl. Put it back in Honolulu. Give these guys a little incentive. I mean, who wouldn't want to take an all-expense-paid trip out to the islands for a week? you know, with their families and stuff. And then you hit the nail on the head there with these guys just kind of caring about what they're doing. So, you know, it is what it is. And I think the fans are suffering because of it, but you know, who knows what's going to come and change it. I don't know. Or yeah. Who. Yeah.
No, it's interesting. Anyways, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. I think I've got all of my technical stuff figured out. So I think we're ready to rock and roll big time here. A lot to get into yet, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. We'll be right back. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Is on Steph with a drive and a feed and a steal. It's a reason. Out to Paul ahead of Green. Hold on!
A little too high. Let him a little bit too much.
Iguodala. Curry catch.
My goodness.
Shoot three. Beautiful shot.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. 7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it is Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, or else Dorf Online. And you can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so obviously you and I have been kind of breaking things down, man, in the sports world, as we know. Just rapping about some of the things that have happened. And obviously Roger Federer getting his 20th Grand Slam, putting himself on the map all alone. And he's kind of been there for a while in general. And then obviously talking a little bit about the NBA and the All-Star selections of LeBron James and Steph Curry. And obviously, you know, the thing we haven't touched on yet, Mike, is the NFL. I mean, think about it, brother. We're that much closer to Super Bowl 52. We obviously have the Philadelphia Eagles playing the New England Patriots, Nick Foles going up against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Just an amazing season when you think about the NFL, bro. Just amazing.
Yeah, it's been a fun and entertaining year. I mean, you know, I'm not sure how many people maybe expected Philly to be there. I think a lot of people expected New England to be there. I mean, they're defending champs. They got Tom Brady. They got Belichick. I mean, they just have the history of just being consistent, consistent winners. But, you know, you just wonder, excuse me, we just wonder, you know, if Carson Wentz was there, you know, on next Sunday, just how maybe special that game could be. And I'm not saying Nick Foles is some scrub, because I don't think he's some scrub. But, you know, Carson Wentz was having an MVP type of season when he goes down with the season ending injury. So I'm looking forward to next Saturday or next Sunday for sure. I'm on the Fly Eagles Fly bandwagon for sure. I don't want to see the Patriots win it, even though I'm like you. I mean, I appreciate greatness and what Brady and Belichick have brought to the league the past 15-17 years. I would love to see Philly get a Super Bowl. I just would. I think it'd be great for the town.
Look, man, I used to cover those Philadelphia Eagles on a regular for a long, long time when I was doing radio out there in the Delaware Valley. So believe me, man, I got a lot of love for the Philadelphia Eagles. I really do. And it would make my heart pretty happy to see them obviously capitalize and take down Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. But we know how daunting of a task that is. And the reason I brought this up is because, you know, you did mention something about greatness. And, you know, we're talking about Roger Federer with his greatness on the tennis court. We can talk about Michael Jordan's greatness on the basketball court, and now LeBron James's greatness on the basketball court. And then we can always talk about Tom Brady and his greatness on the football field. And I know that the argument and the debate is always out there about who's the greatest quarterback of all time. And it's usually the conversation is Joe Montana and Tom Brady. And I think, Mike, what separates it for me personally is the longevity of Tom Brady and the fact that he's been, I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. The dude has been to the Super Bowl 8 times in 18 years. So basically half of this guy's career, he is in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, but there's only one other comparison that you can make with that, and that would obviously be the great LeBron James. And he is like the opposite of Tom Brady when you think about wins and losses, right? But they both have been there so many damn times. So you have to give them credit for going there and being there as many times as they have. Tom Brady obviously going for number 6, and then LeBron only has 3. But the bottom line is, how many times have these guys been there? So many.
Yeah, no, you absolutely have to appreciate it. And if you don't, I don't think you're really a sports fan in terms of just appreciating what's in front of us, because these guys' careers go real quick. And, you know, as a, you know, they come in like a big splashing meteor, and before you know it, they're gone. To appreciate what Brady has done for literally, you know, half of his career playing in the biggest game of the season, you know, big ups, raise a glass to that for sure. And But there is something about, you know, watching a team come up and get through adversity like Philly has had to do, missing Carson Wentz to get to where they are. And it's hard not to root for a team like that for me.
And they've been an underdog in both the games at home. So I agree with you 100%. And I guess the other thing that we could throw in this argument as well would maybe be Nick Saban and obviously what he's done in college football. I mean, so you've got these guys that are just these monsters of competition and guys that just know how to win and get their teams to the pinnacle of each and every one of these different arenas or different sports, whatever it is. I think it's just really impressive, and there's so many people that you could say are the greatest of all time in their particular sport, you know, and like, who's better than Nick Saban in college football? Maybe Bear Bryant, but now they're pretty much on the same wavelength, you know what I'm saying? So like, at the end of the day, these guys are all great, and it's all about greatness and how they do it. Nick Saban can he can win with different OCs, different DCs. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like Bill Belichick can win with different guys other than Tom Brady. Obviously that's been the one thing that's been there over and over. But to me, it's just amazing that they have these systems that all they have to do, Mike, is plug new pieces into the system. And if you get the system, you're going to win.
Yeah, you're gonna win, and you're gonna win big. And I'll tell you what, looking at who's probably leaving New England for better coaching positions, you got Patricia, and you got the offensive McDaniel. McDaniel's leaving. So next year, I mean, if you want to look ahead just a little bit for 30 seconds here, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Belichick will do and who he brings in to fit this system, to put his system back into play, because it has had a lot of success with McDaniels. It's had a ton of success with Patricia. So, it's going to be fun to watch, but you know, we got a game in front of us next Sunday. So, you know, let's look at that.
No, but those are good calls that you just made. I mean, you know, McDaniel was very good under Belichick. Patricia, very good under Belichick. I wonder how they do when they go outside, because the history for guys that leave Belichick's side isn't necessarily that great. But with that being said, you know, Josh McDaniels had opportunities before, so he keeps getting opportunities. Patricia, if I'm not mistaken, this is his first opportunity.
Yeah,
we'll see if he makes the most. We'll see if he makes the most of it. But I just think it's interesting because, you know, the guys that are with Belichick doesn't necessarily mean just because you've been with him and you're going to go somewhere else that you're going to have success on your own, because it seems like they have success with Belichick and they don't have success on their own, Mike.
Yeah. And let me add this to the mix for both McDaniels and Patricia. They're going to places that, especially Patricia, for sure, we know has a decent, good young quarterback in Stafford there in Detroit. And that is something that he can build around. And it all comes down to, it all comes down to who he brings in as a staff. Who's going to be his OC? Is Patricia still going to be calling the defense in Detroit? Or is he going to be, you know, is he going to have to switch it up and turn into the guy that's just the overseer of everything and turn it over to his coordinators and his position coaches? McDaniels. You know, if he gets Andrew Luck back, you know, he's in business. So, you know, the possibility for them to be successful, I think, are a little bit greater than someone say, let's use our local team here, than what, you know, the guy coming to Arizona to coach. He doesn't know who his quarterback is. And you and I both know if you don't got a quarterback, you got nothing.
Well, and obviously you're talking about Steve Wilks here in Arizona.
Yeah.
And believe me, man, there's so much to talk about in the NFL. I know we got the big Super Bowl game, Super Bowl 52 next week, but there are so many things that are going on in the NFL. I mean, you know, where are certain guys going to be next year? And like you just said about the lack of a quarterback in Arizona, like who are they actually going to go after and who are they going to get? Who's going to fit into what Steve Steve Wilkes wants to do. And obviously the offensive coordinator here, Mike McCoy, who was just announced. So, and that's an interesting one to me too, because look, I know the guy had some success, but when it went bad in Denver last year, oh my goodness, did it really go bad in Denver? So, and I know that he and Steve Wilkes know each other, and that's really what you see for the most part when you talk about like new coaching staffs and guys that bring that are coming in. They want to bring their own guys in there, and they want to bring their people. So, a lot of the moves that are being made make a ton of sense. Hey, I want to touch on this real quickly because we've only got a few minutes left in the hour. Let's talk a little college basketball. You know, Villanova seems to be the cream of the crop right now, at least in college basketball. I don't know if you saw Virginia and Duke go at it. That was a heck of a matchup, man. Two heavyweights, two teams that have a really, really good shot to do something come March Madness. So, and I know that you were at the ASU basketball game against Colorado. They pulled it out. So, college basketball, brother. March Madness ain't that far away, man. It's not far away at all.
No, it's not that far away, and I'm telling you what, Villanova is just the model of consistency with me almost every year. I'm like, you can just count on them being solid, being highly ranked. Their coach always has them ready to go, and once again, ranked number one, 18-1. You know, Virginia's like right on their heels in terms of the rankings and all that. Have you seen Purdue play yet? Purdue is a very good team to look at and to watch. I don't know how much I trust them at this point, but their record, like Bill Parcells is, you are what your record says you are. So they're 19-2. So you can't slam them really. But I don't know if the trust level with me is there just yet with Purdue. And then you got Duke. Coach K doing his thing, and then Coach K recruiting, baby. Coach K is bringing in, you know, five guys out of the top 20 or 25 recruiting, and you just got that kid Zion. So big things going to continue to happen for Duke. So here we go. You know,
you mentioned a bunch of things there, and I'll tell you what, Purdue to me is a pretty good basketball team. And I think the reason they're not getting the love and the respect that they should is because the Big Ten is way down this year, man. So ultimately that's the problem for Purdue, is that they're playing in a weak conference. But I'll tell you what, that Carson Edwards kid, he can shoot the ball from anywhere, not afraid to take big shots. I think Purdue has a really, really good shot to make some serious noise in the tournament. Matt Painter's a good coach there. He's been there for a long, long time, so he deserves all the accolades and all the credit. But the truth is Purdue is a good basketball team, and they're not getting a lot of credit because the fact is the Big Ten is way down this year. Teams like Wisconsin that have been good, they're terrible this year. So it is what it is, man. College hoops, man. It's always fun. It's always exciting. And March Madness is right around the corner. So very excited about it. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know it. I hear the music. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to be back to wrap up this hour. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, Withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And we'd like to have some thoughts and some opinions in hour number two, to be honest with you. 1-800-878-7529. We'll welcome in those people, obviously, from SB Nation Radio, Mike. So looking forward to that. And obviously, we talk a lot of NFL in hour number two. So any thoughts that you want to get out there before we obviously switch gears and just go NFL all hour two, man. Is there something on your mind about your Celtics or anything?
No, not necessarily about the Celtics, but I, you know what? Respect has to be given to Federer. You know, Roger Federer, 20th slam. I don't, you know, he's such a quiet champion. Like, he's such a classy champion. Like, he's not out there beating his chest. He's not going, look at me. He is your prototypical, I'm getting the job done. I'm having a good time doing it. And I think he's finally starting to enjoy his success a little bit. But big ups to Federer with his 20th slam, man.
No, and I'll piggyback you there, brother, because you know how big of a tennis guy I am in general. I'm obviously a tennis pro myself. Get out there and play tennis 7 days a week. And I have a true appreciation for a guy who is in his mid-30s, 36 years old, and still going out there and just crushing the competition. Just an amazing run once again from the greatest of all time when it comes to tennis, and Roger Federer going out there and beating Marin Cilic in 5 sets. But truth be told, you're right, man. Just incredible, amazing that the ability that this guy has late in his career to just go out there and just dominate. It's just unbelievable. It's impressive. I love watching it, I'll be honest with you. And too bad Rafi got hurt and had to bow out, because I think we would have had a crash course for those guys in the finals. Anyways, I know hour number one is in the books. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two is coming up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Casino mogul Steve Wynn resigned Saturday as finance chairman of the Republican National Committee amid allegations of sexual harassment and assault. Wynn has been a prolific Republican donor and led the RNC's fundraising efforts during President Trump's first year. He helped the committee rake in more than $130 million. The accusations include a wide range of inappropriate behavior, including walking around in short shirts without underwear and asking his wife's assistant, "What are you wearing and why don't you hang out with me?" Russian robots retweeted Donald Trump's messages close to 500,000 times in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. Twitter officials revealed that to the Senate Judiciary Committee, according to CNN. USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette gave an update on his investigation into Michigan State University in the wake of the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal.
It is abundantly clear that a full and complete investigation of what happened at Michigan State University from the president's office down is required. Now, this investigation is and will continue to be independent. It will be thorough. It will be transparent, and it will be prompt.
Dr. Larry Nassar was sentenced to 175 years in prison while working for Michigan State University.
My department and this investigation will find out who knew what and when, who took action, who failed to take action, what did or did not happen, and what should have happened.
That investigation will begin next week. You've been listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You never need a good excuse to go to Hawaii in the summertime, but Hawaii is the only state in the union that is not suffering from a flu epidemic. The number of pediatric deaths from the outbreak of the flu is now at 37 across the nation and going up. John Clemens reports.
Usually, influenza has the biggest tragic impact on children and on those over 65. But according to Dr. Jan Jernigan of the CDC, this outbreak has taken a toll on those 50 to 64.
During most seasons, young children, those aged 0 to 4 years, have been the next most impacted group after those over age 65. However, this season, people 50 to 64-year-olds are now in that spot. Baby boomers have higher rates than their grandchildren right now.
I'm John Clemens.
The Super Bowl is a week away, and here's one ad that you will not see from USA Radio's Tim Bird.
The veterans group AmVets tried to place a Super Bowl ad saying to please stand for our national anthem. Well, it was rejected by the NFL. AmVets Executive Director Joe Chenley told Fox News he respects the NFL's decision, but
we respect that. We don't argue against that, but we do believe that we should be able to, especially since we're paying, to be able to express our stance on this situation as well. And all we did is simply ask, please stand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rod Williams-Stoll.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
It's time once again for the NFL preview, right here on Dorf on Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome on in. It is the NFL preview show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man, Mike Wilson, and so much to dive into in the NFL. As we all know, the game is set. Philadelphia playing the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52. But there's also a lot of things to talk about in the NFL in general. Obviously, a lot of coaches are now taking jobs. And finally, the Arizona Cardinals job is filled, which is obviously near and dear to yours and my heart, Mike, as we both live in the Valley of the Sun. Steve Wilks getting the job. But tons of things to talk about in the NFL, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, yeah, but there are a ton of things to talk about in the NFL. One, obviously, being the that big game that everybody looks forward to next week. Two, you know, like you said, we live in the Valley of the Sun. We got a new coach. Who's he bringing? You know, OC, the OC was named. I don't know. I haven't heard a DC name out there yet. Who's the quarterback going to be? I mean, look, they're in the NFC West. It's going to be a tough division. San Francisco's up and coming. They got Jimmy G. The Rams showed what they can do. The Seahawks are always going to be kind of dangerous. You know, I mean, they got Russell Wilson, for crying out loud. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going to be happening in the future in here in Phoenix. But let's concentrate on the task at hand. That's Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, Super Bowl 52. We'll be breaking it down quite a bit, obviously. Only a week away, man. I'm really, really excited. Right? So, hey, you can't beat it. I believe it's about 4:30 p.m. or something, our time, mountain time. Yep. So 6:30 Eastern time, 5:30 Central. I believe that would be 3:30 Pacific. Just all over the place, man. The Super Bowl is obviously what is on our minds heavily. So we're going to get into it a ton. And anything that's on your mind is obviously on our mind. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. And we'll be right back after these messages. Again, it is the NFL preview show. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey. They're killing me.
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas. Hey, fellas. This is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby. Never give up.
Third down and four at the six-yard line. Patriots are 2-for-7 on third down tonight. Dorsett, Amendola, and Cook split out wide right. White will motion back to Brady's left of the gun. Gronkowski in the slot left side. Third down and four at the Broncos 6. Brady to throw from the gun. Sets, throws. White with a catch at the 1, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Eagles driving. Foles sets with a screen. Left side, Ajayi. Ajayi cuts it upfield. Ajayi looking for the end zone. Dives. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it is Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, man. So, obviously, we love, in all honesty, man, we have one of the best producers out there. Scott is fantastic, always puts together great clips for us and the great intros. So we really appreciate you, man, doing what you do for us. And we love the NFL films, the Power and Glory CD, man. Just if you haven't listened to that, people, go check it out. If you don't get pumped up after listening to that, if you don't want to go play football after that, there's something wrong with you. And then obviously NFL.com for all the highlights that you hear on the program as well. But Mike, you know, let's get into this a little bit. Gronkowski did practice, back at practice, but still in protocol. It'll be interesting.
He'll be ready.
He's playing, man. I'm gonna save the drama for everybody. If it was 1 week, no. But here's the deal. Yeah. If it was 1 week, he wasn't gonna play. But it's 2 weeks. He's playing. There's no questions. The media doesn't need to waste their time asking Bill Belichick, "Hey, how's Gronkowski?" He's playing, man. Don't waste your time with that stupid question. But the real question is how much different does it make it for Tom Brady with having Rob Gronkowski on that field? Because the truth is, you know what? In the AFC Championship game, he goes out of the game, and Tom Brady just put the responsibility on other guys, Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola, and they both stepped up for him. So the truth is I look at that as that was a real positive thing when you think about it. And then they'll bring Gronk back for the Super Bowl. Another weapon just gives him another guy that's going to create other opportunities for Danny Amendola and obviously Brandon Cooks, because Gronk is the guy that's going to be double teamed now, Mike.
Oh yeah, he'll be the one double team, and if for whatever reason, if he's not ready to go, let's just remember they won the Super Bowl last year without Gronk. So, you know, going into a game like this without Gronkowski, no problem for New England, because they have certainly showed that they can deal with that. And now, I mean, they got Brandon Cooks to stretch the defense out, go across the middle, Amendola, you know, they got weapons. And, you know, I get a little tired of people going, well, he's done more with less. Well, you know what? He's done more with more. Now you got Gronk, you got Amendola, you know, you got Cooks going, stretching the field. So Brady has plenty of weapons at his disposal going into next week.
Okay, I don't disagree with you, but I do look at the matchup on both sides. You know, tight ends are both really good. They're both very efficient in their offenses. Obviously, Gronkowski for New England. And then, to be honest with you, you know, Philadelphia has more than one tight end that plays a part. Selleck still plays a part for them big time. We know about Zach Ertz, who's their main guy, but they do use the tight end quite often. Both of these teams will be interesting to see who gets that taken away from them. You know what I mean? Like, ultimately, because that's something that you do want to key on and figure out a way to make it a little more difficult for those guys to have the success that they usually do each and every week. And then you look at the running back situation. I mean, I give a huge advantage to Philadelphia here, man. You know, LeGarrette Blount, let's talk about this for a moment. This is revenge time. He's like, look, I'm in enemy mode right now. I mean, I'm not talking to those guys. I'm thinking about how I want to go out there and just take away he wants to take away what they think is rightfully theirs, you know. And I think it's interesting because, you know, LeGarrette Blount could have stayed in New England. I mean, he really could have. They decided not to keep this guy around. Philadelphia picks him up, and you know what? Interesting how that kind of works. Chris Long playing for the Philadelphia Eagles now too. I mean, you know, it's just interesting how certain guys get an opportunity to go back and play against their old teams, Mike. It's just, it's pretty cool in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of like the circle of life, right? That they get a chance to do this. And you know, let's not forget about Jay Ajayi.
Yes,
there in the backfield. You know, that's a nice 1-2 punch there in the backfield for Philly. And I'm really interested to see how New England approaches that. When Blunt's in there, what are they going to try and do? When Ajayi's in there, what are they going to try and do? You know, and maybe don't put it past Philly. I mean, this is last game of the year. You leave it all on the field, man. You come up with stuff that maybe the team hasn't seen on film. Maybe they come up with some wicked formation, you know, with both of them in the game at the same time. You know, who knows? So it's going to be fun to watch that kind of chess match back and forth.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about the receivers of Philadelphia. I mean, we did mention the New England wide receivers, but we didn't mention Alshon Jeffrey, who came from Chicago and has had a real, real nice impact for the Philadelphia Eagles. We didn't talk about Torrey Smith, who is their burner, the guy that can get down the field and really stretch it. So they've got a lot of weapons, and I think that that's what's pretty interesting in this matchup. And I mean, now let's talk a little bit about Tom Brady, who may be the GOAT, man, maybe the greatest of all time. In my opinion, he is. I know there's people out there that will debate me till I'm blue in the face and they're blue in the face, but I think let me just get this out there, because to me, this is the most important thing about when you're talking about the greatest of all time, is the fact of the matter is the longevity of Tom Brady and how long he's been able to go out there and be this good. I mean, this guy's in his 40s and he doesn't look like he is missing a beat. And I think that is the most impressive thing about what Tom Brady does. And I don't know if you happen to catch that Tom Brady versus time thing. Have you checked that out at all?
I've seen snippets. I haven't seen a lot of it, but it does look interesting. It does look like something I need to sit down and watch.
You and I need to pick up on some of these techniques, bro, because the guy's getting better later in his life. May not be a bad idea, bro. You and I could get better too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody can. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, we're having people obviously commenting here on our Facebook live feed, which we love, by the way. And Alfred says Gronk got karma by being knocked out of the last game. That's from his dirty play this year against Buffalo. Well, maybe. You never know. I mean, look, the bottom line is this is such a physical, barbaric game, to be honest with you, that I don't think guys are ultimately out there trying to hurt each other, Mike. And if they are, that's disgusting. They don't deserve to be out on a football field. We have somebody else talking about the GOAT and talking about a different sport, Federer. But the truth is he may be the best in his sport. And Tom Brady is the best, as far as I've ever seen, when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL. And then people will give you the argument about, oh, well, you know, he's playing in a time where receivers can't get touched by the defenders, this and that and the other. And dude, the bottom line is this. He can't change the time that he plays, Mike. So you play against the competition that you're playing against.
He can't change the rules.
No, it is what it is. So under these set of rules, this dude is just flat out incredible. And I think personally, he'd be good under any set of rules, Mike.
Yeah, there are just some players in every sport that just transcend time eras, and Brady's one of them. You know, LeBron would be just fine in the 80s and 90s. You know, there's certain guys out there that just transcend the era that they're in.
You're totally right, man. And again, it's an interesting debate, and we can argue it till we're all blue in our faces. But the truth is I think it's really hard for people to appreciate the greatness that they're seeing at that time. Because I can relate to when Michael Jordan was beating up on my Milwaukee Bucks back in the day, and I thought it was really tough to watch that guy and be excited about him. But I was watching the greatest of all time. Anyways, I know we have to take a quick pause for the cause. So keep it close. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Preview Show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Tom Brady from the gun on second and 10 at the 11. Pocket holds again. Brady sets, throws right side. Caught! Touchdown, Dwayne Allen! Allen with the score, and the Patriots lead it 26-9.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Quarterbacks are there to be had. You have to do a good job identifying them. Fortunately, the Browns had the first pick and the fourth pick. And it's not like they don't have picks in other rounds. They have a lot of draft picks. They got to find a quarterback. I wouldn't spend the first one on Rosen or Darnold. Darnold makes bad decisions. He's regressed. And Rosen, I think, has a good future. But that remains to be seen. And it still seems several years away. He's
Garoppolo in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo. He waits on the snap. He's got it. Garoppolo back to throw. Fires over the middle. That's caught by Kittle. Dives for the end zone. And in for the touchdown.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through on the NFL preview show. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition as well. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And Mike, let's just talk a little bit about those the clip anyway. Obviously want to thank NFL.com for the clip or the highlight. And then Max Kellerman there, I'm assuming that would be from First Take or ESPN in general. But the truth is, you know what? If there's a team that can figure out a way to mess up the draft, I'm pretty sure it's the Cleveland Browns, man. I mean, you know, would you go another quarterback if you're them? I mean, in all honesty, bro, they have so many needs. They could use a running back. I mean, I would take Saquon Barkley, if you ask me, four for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
That number one pick, are they going to be forced to take another quarterback?
I think they are. I mean, when you got two pretty good talents in Rosen and Darnold staring you right in the face, it's hard to turn that down. You know, and Kellerman on that clip, you know, says Rosen's regressed. Well, Rosen, I don't think Rosen's regressed. I think the talent around him wasn't as good maybe as people thought. You know, he had one good receiver. He had a good running back, but nobody else on that team made plays for him this year. There's only so much that he can do in terms of in terms of trying to get his team downfield and stuff. I mean, if he's throwing that ball out there, and I saw him throw plenty of good passes right in the hands, boom, dropped. I would take a chance on either one of those guys. I think Rosen is the more polished passer right now. He can't extend plays like, you know, like Darnold can. So you got to ask yourself, what kind of quarterback do you want? Do you want that typical prototype, drop in the pocket, you know, move the feet a little bit to avoid the pressure, get the ball out kind of guy? Or do you want Darnold who can get out and extend plays?
I'll tell you right now, Josh Rosen has already said he doesn't want to play for the Cleveland Browns. And if I were anybody, I would really be cautious about wanting to play for them. And Darnold came out pretty quickly after that and said, hey, I'll play anywhere, I don't care. But it's interesting, on a lot of draft boards, I don't even see Darnold up there. You know, you've got the kid from Wyoming, Josh Allen. You see even Baker Mayfield in there, Lamar Jackson maybe even.
I'd take Lamar.
Well, I like Lamar. If I'm the Arizona Cardinals, that's who I take personally. Take Lamar Jackson at 15, which is where they're slotted to pick, and you go for it. You just make that move and say, listen, I'm not letting another one of these guys slip by me because we've done it so many times before. And then when we do draft quarterbacks, we draft kind of poorly, you know. So this is one that I would absolutely take a chance on and go after. I like Lamar Jackson.
I would absolutely take him before Baker Mayfield.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think Baker Mayfield's problem is he's going to have a hard time seeing over offensive lines. I mean, I'm just seeing over offensive lines. I'm not questioning his heart. I'm not questioning whether or not he can toss the ball. He can, man. He's got a lot of good skills. He's got a lot of intangibles. But the one thing that you can't teach, Mike, in any sport is height, and he just doesn't have it. He's not going to start growing now. So the truth is that's the one knock I have on him. Great competitor, great spirit, great fire in that guy, but will he have trouble seeing over offensive lines?
And I would say, you know, save me the argument in terms of comparing him to Russell Wilson. Those two guys are totally different. Russell, to me, is an outlier. Like he's the guy that's the exception. Baker Mayfield is not going to be the guy that's the exception. I totally agree with you that, you know, I'm not questioning his competitive fire. I'm not questioning because he can make the throws. We all know he can make the throws, but his height, you got to be able to see over 6'4", 6'5", 6'6" linemen to make those throws. And if you're running for your life, or just, you know, you just can't see it because the lanes aren't there, then, you know, you're putting your team at a detriment. And I don't think any GM, any coach necessarily wants to have that.
Right.
So, I mean, the quarterback out of all this, if I'm in the top three picks that I take is Rosen. I just take Rosen. You just see him. I've seen him play a few times live, and it's just he's just a little different back there.
I think you also have a little soft spot in your heart for Josh Rosen in general because the relationship that he and your son Zach were able to make while he was in Phoenix.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
No, but in all honesty, I mean, you did obviously have a good time with Josh Rosen when he was in town. Your son had a good time with him. And ultimately, I think he's got the smarts. And that's what separates guys a lot when you get to the next level is your ability to use your brain along with all of your physical attributes that you bring, excuse me, to the football field. So,
The one thing that I would say that Rosen has to watch, he is a very intelligent kid. Like he knows a lot about a lot of stuff and he has opinions. So, you know, he kind of has to watch, and UCLA didn't bring him to media days or anything because the rumor was they were a little scared about what he might say at these media days or at these other big gatherings with the conference. And, you know, he's gonna say his opinion. You ask him a question, he's going to put it out there. And whether you, you know, agree with it or not, some teams are going to maybe back away from that a little bit or have a concern with it in terms of having a young guy that's just well-read, well-spoken, and has an opinion and is willing to show it. Like he doesn't care.
It'll be an interesting dynamic because I see him going to New York, the football Giants, number two, and he'll obviously get a chance to sit behind Eli Manning for a couple of years, probably something along those lines, learn from a guy that's won at the highest level, been to the Super Bowl, won a couple of them, been through some adversity throughout his career as well.
Yep.
So I think that Eli will be a good mentor to a guy like Josh Rosen. And based on your thought there as well, I think it'll be interesting to see how he handles the New York media because he is so outspoken.
Fine.
No, but he's a very outspoken guy. So like you said, I think it'll be interesting to see how he handles being outspoken in a place like New York. It'll be interesting. My last thing I want to say real quickly, because obviously we talked a lot about the Max Kellerman thing, and then we took it and spun it in a bunch of different directions. How in the hell does Hugh Jackson still have a job? I mean, it's amazing. Like everybody else has been the scapegoat there, except for the guy calling the plays. I, I, I don't get it, man. I'm sorry. It's similar to the situation there in Cincinnati where Marv Lewis still has a job. How in the hell does he still have a job?
That's a great question. Anybody else that is, I don't know, what is he, 1-32 or 2-32 or something like that? They'd be gone. They would be so far down the unemployment line, they wouldn't be able to get another job for a couple of years or something. But, I can't put my finger on it. And if you and I performed that poorly in our jobs, we'd be toast. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what can you say or what the problem is. So,
well, it's interesting and it's weird how some guys continue to stick it out and have a job, and then some guys get fired when they have 9-7 seasons, like a guy yes. like Jim Caldwell, who did that yeah. in Detroit. I don't know, man. I think we live in such a society, man, where everybody wants everything yesterday or last week instead of being patient and going through the process, because ultimately, man, you can't always be a winner unless you're the New England Patriots. And then they've seemed to obviously defy the odds more often than not, Mike. So I know you got to rock and roll. You're going to get going with your day, and I'm going to wrap this thing up for everybody. So give a final thought, man, for your day.
You know, keeping it with the football theme that we have this hour, I just, you know what, next week I just want a good game, man. I want it to come down to the last possession, last kick. I want the defenses to show up, and I think the defenses can show up. So, you know, fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
We'll see if it happens, man. Obviously, you know how much I appreciate your time, and we'll be talking about the game next week before it happens too. So I'm excited to do that with you, brother. Have a good day, okay, bro?
All right. Peace out, guys.
All righty, man. I'll be back. I got to obviously continue to entertain people here, so keep it close. It is the NFL Preview. I am Andy Dorf. I'll be back right here on the NFL Preview and Sports Byline. I'll be back.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel
Essential Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Professional football in America is a special game. A unique game. The men who play it make it so. All of them are fearless. All of them are strong, quick, and all of them are part of a story that began long ago. A story written by men who found in a sport a demanding measure for their own courage and ability.
It's a first and 10. Foles will be under center with a couple tight ends. From the 11 of Minnesota, single back is Blunt. Four-man defensive front. Ertz will go in motion. Here is a handoff to Blunt. Runs over the right tackle. Got a block at the 10. Outside the numbers, the 5. He'll take a defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 11-yard sledgehammer run by LeGarrette Blunt.
Tom Brady from the gun on second and 10 at the 11. Pocket holds again. Brady sets, throws right side. Caught! Touchdown, Dwayne Allen. Allen with the score, and the Patriots lead it 26-9.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back in, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview show right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, as well as Sports Byline. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica. I'll get to him in just a moment. Just kind of want to talk a moment about those clips you heard. Obviously, again, I want to thank NFL Films, Power and Glory CD. If you don't know that one, pick it up. It's fantastic. And then, obviously, NFL.com for all the clips. LeGarrette Blunt, man, I wonder how big of a day he has. Can he use those emotions in a way where he doesn't underperform? Because a lot of times you let your emotions get the best of you. And I guarantee you, he wants to go out there and he wants to defeat his old team. Chris Long, I don't think it's as big of a deal for him. I think, you know, he's a guy that's on the line and, you know, he's going to have some battles in the trenches. But the truth is LeGarrette Blunt could have a serious impact on the game. So make sure you keep your emotions in check. A lot of great storylines from Super Bowl 52. Hopefully the Philadelphia Eagles score a lot of points because I think that they're going to have to. I think it's going to be an up and down. It's going to be a track meet. Will Nick Foles be able to handle the pressure of being in the biggest game amongst his peers? Super Bowl 52 against Tom Brady, arguably the greatest of all time. I think he is. A lot of people will debate me on that. But you cannot take away the amazing accomplishments. This dude has been to the Super Bowl 8 years out of his 18-year career. So let me put that in perspective, man. That's basically like the guy is gets to the Super Bowl every other year. Not many people, nobody can say that they do that. Very unbelievable, very unprecedented. You got to say that this guy is pretty much the greatest of all time. And speaking of the greatest of all time, this is probably the greatest caller of all time I'm going to jump out to now. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. It is obviously the NFL preview show. We're talking about Super Bowl 52, Tom Brady, New England, Nick Foles, the Philadelphia Eagles, and also some other things that are going on in the NFL. But what's on your mind today, man? How you doing?
Let me give you one more stat. If the coronation does come to be next week, and then at 41 he wins his seventh, will you believe that he will have won 25% of all Super Bowls ever played? Think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
That is incredible. I don't know if you and I have mentioned talked about a little bit texting, but if you haven't seen it, listeners, go to Facebook and look at the webisode, Tom versus Time. There's 6 episodes. New one comes out today. And for all you Brady haters, watch that, and I'm curious about your reaction. This guy is epitome of class and hard work. Everything that everyone wants to do, wants to be in the NFL, this guy embodies it. All the other garbage with the Seth Blake gates or the this gates or the that gates, I'm sorry. You watch this and you'll come away, I think, a different opinion on what this guy is and what he's meant to the league, what he means to kids in terms of hard work, in terms of really anything. And what you want, if you got to get wanted, it makes you work harder than anyone else to get it. There's a great shot in it of at his NFL combine and how he looked just terrible. And he said, you know what, if he knew how to train back then, what he's done in the last 10 years, who knows where he'd be. He is so in shape, so put together, and they've done it a very unique way. It's really impressive. I cannot wait for the coronation. I don't think it's going to be a track meet. I think it's going to be a slaughter. And I can't wait for Eagle fan to walk back to Philadelphia with its tail wings between its legs.
Well, we'll see how it shakes out. And obviously, Mitch, I appreciate your calls, and I can't wait to hear how you're feeling on game day next Sunday before Super Bowl 52 gets underway. And I'm not going to take anything away from Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's fantastic. I think the guy's incredible. I think he's gotten better over the years. And truth be told, there is something to getting older and working out and being more productive, because ultimately I'm in my 40s. I'm a little older than Tom Brady. And truth be told, there's certain things that I do better now than I did in my 30s or my 20s. And obviously back in those days, you got results maybe a little quicker. But the truth is I have more endurance now than I did when I was in my 20s. I can last a little bit longer out there on the tennis courts, because that's what I do a lot of. So I think that there is something to figuring out your body, figuring out your strengths and your weaknesses. And as we get older, Mitch, I think it's a little bit easier to understand our bodies. Do we recover as quickly as we did when we were younger? No. But do we understand our bodies better? And do we know maybe some secrets and some tricks to get those results? Yes, absolutely. So I think Tom Brady is capitalizing on the fact that he's way more in touch with his body. He knows himself a lot better in his 40s than he did in his 20s or even his 30s.
Absolutely. That just goes to these Brady haters, Patriot haters. It's all based on emotion, and nothing or very little is based on fact. If you look at
good
facts,
points.
These guys are amazing. And
good
you
points.
Cannot, as much as you want to hate them, as much as you want to hate the 70 Yankees, how much as you wanted to maybe hate the 80-49ers, or you much as you wanted to hate Tiger Woods, you know, you have to look at these guys and you go, what? You got to respect them for what they did. Dominating
the
sport. Anyway, I will save my Super Bowl take for next Sunday. Have a great week. Have a great rest of your day. And by the way, I'm 55 today. So
happy birthday. Double nickels, man. Double nickels. Happy birthday, man. Good stuff from Mitch, obviously, in Santa Monica. Guy's a true passionate sports fan. Guy makes it a point to pretty much call the show every week. That's loyalty. Like, seriously, that is loyalty. That's a guy that loves to call in. He likes to voice his opinion. He likes to have me talk to him. I like talking to you people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But I'm going to continue talking a little bit about this in the few minutes that I have left in this hour. I think Tom Brady's fantastic, man. You're never going to hear me say that he's not fantastic. Have the Patriots been a little bit lucky, though? Absolutely. But does it take a little bit of luck to be good? Absolutely. All these things work hand in hand, people. It's no surprise that Tom Brady puts in the work and he gets the benefits because he puts in the work. What's amazing about it is the fact that they don't have to have the same pieces year after year. The only two things that they have to have are Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, or at least that's the way it's been for like the last 18 years. Like I said, 8 times out of 18 years, these guys have gotten to the Super Bowl. And they have a chance to win 6. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So I give all the credit in the world to Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots. Because in a era where free agency and you have so much player movement, they have been able to win no matter who they put out there on the field. And earlier, Mike said something like, don't tell me that Tom Brady doesn't have weapons. Well, he's got weapons. Don't kid yourself. But he doesn't have all pro weapons other than Gronkowski. And Gronkowski is on and off the field for one reason or another. Sometimes he gets in trouble. Sometimes he gets concussions. Speaking of that, that's the one thing I've noticed about Tom Brady this year. He has not been hit much. He has not been hit much at all. And when you're late in your career, like 40, like him, probably feels good to not be picking yourself up off the ground so much. But with that being said, I think the Philadelphia Eagles have a decent front four, and they have some pretty good defensive schemes that they may be able to get after Tom Brady a little bit. So does that make the offensive line of the New England Patriots a little more aware that they're going to have to keep Tom upright and they're going to have to protect him a little bit better? It'll be interesting. I mean, it's all – hey, look, we all know that – at the end of the day, a football game is won in the trenches. A football game is won on those offensive and defensive lines. If you're getting the push from your offensive line and you keep knocking the defensive line backwards, well, you have a distinct advantage, especially if you're running the football. And I think that that's where Philadelphia may be able to take some big-time advantage of, because I think ultimately they have a better running game. Will they be able to exploit the weakness of the New England Patriots, which I think is stopping the run? And then, therefore, you won't have to rely on Nick Foles to make all kinds of plays for you. If you have balance, that's the way to beat the New England Patriots. Balance is the way to pretty much win in general in the NFL. And that's why I give Tom Brady so much credit, because they don't really have a running game. Tom Brady finds guys because he gets enough time. And again, he hasn't been on the ground much. His offensive line has done a good job. Will that be the case against the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't know. I don't know if that'll be the case. I think you're going to have some really interesting chess matches going on. I think you're going to see one hell of a football game. I really do. 2 weeks, man, that's a long time. That's a long time for guys to get accustomed and comfortable and ready for the game. So I do think both these teams will be prepared very well. Anyways, I know I hear the music. It's going. So I got to take another pause for the cause, and then we'll come back and wrap up this program for the day, and I'll give you my final thoughts. But so many storylines in Super Bowl 52, and obviously next week we're going to tackle those all show long. I'll be honest, I'm dedicating the whole 2 hours to talking NFL football. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap it up. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview show right here on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports and Sports Byline.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Wait. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. I am Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. And again, just so many storylines to get into. Tom Brady going back to Minnesota, has some roots there. I believe his mom is from Minnesota, so it'll be interesting to see how many Tom Brady fans are in the stands and just all around Minnesota and in general, man. Think about that. Minnesota, the site of Minneapolis, the site of Super Bowl 52. Usually it's in a warm weather climate place, so you can use the benefits of doing a lot of things outdoors with all the events that are going on. Totally a different story there in Minneapolis. I used to live in Minneapolis, man. It's a great city, but it's too damn cold, especially at this time of year, man. It's unpredictable. So I think that that's the one challenge, maybe the major challenge that they're going to have there in Minneapolis as far as will the weather be okay? Like, seriously, will they have a terrible snowstorm? Never know. Ice and snow and sleet could easily happen there in the Midwest. So I think that that's the interesting task at hand when you're talking about Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis. I love the city, man. Used to live there. Believe me. I love it. It's a great place in the summertime. Too bad you can't have the Super Bowl in the summertime because a lot of lakes out there, which, by the way, Wisconsin has more lakes than they do. They had to come up with something for Minnesota, so they called them the land of lakes. when they have like 10,000 or something. 15,000 or more in Wisconsin, but who cares? Anyways,